Jamaica Real Estate Headlines. Real Estate Board Jamaica sets standards for professional conduct in JM property sector. The Real Estate Board Jamaica has established systems to promote acceptable standards of professional and ethical conduct in real estate and land development. JM real estate professionals operate under these standards, which protect all parties in property transactions and uphold industry credibility. Review the Real Estate Board's full mandate at the link below. Jamaica Real Estate Headlines. Jamaicans urged to verify legitimacy of real estate professionals before deals. The public is being advised to confirm that real estate professionals are legitimate before entering into business agreements with them. For JM real estate professionals, this underscores the importance of maintaining proper credentials and transparency to build client trust and differentiate from unverified operators. Ensure your professional standing is easily verifiable to prospective clients. Read more, hgisjis.gov.jm/verify-legitimacy-of-real-estate-professionals, Jamaica Real Estate Headlines. JFTC staff opinion examines Realtors Association of Jamaica's 1.5% minimum co-broking commission. The Jamaica Fair Trading Commission has issued a staff opinion on whether the Realtors Association of Jamaica can require members to pay a minimum 1.5% co-broking commission on real estate sales involving two companies. This ruling directly affects how JM real estate professionals structure commission agreements and could reshape co-broking practices across the industry. Review the full staff opinion at the link below to understand potential compliance obligations for your brokerage. Jamaica Real Estate Headlines. REB urges public to verify licenses of real estate professionals in JM. The Real Estate Board is advising the public to confirm that dealers, developers, and salesmen they plan to engage with hold valid licenses. For JM real estate professionals, this underscores the importance of maintaining current licensure to remain competitive and trustworthy in a regulated marketplace. Ensure your license is active and visible to clients. h.jigov.jm/check-licenses-of-real-estate-professionals/. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some JM jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers four things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most JM jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns.